motorcycle. And maybe in the beginning did not understand. But so beautifully, he said just one sentence, be done to me according to thy word. What wonderful obedience, what beautiful surrender. What beautiful surrender. He had such a great love and respect for virginity, for that purity pure, that chastity chaste, that virginity virgin. You can say, ask the angel. And the angel thought, that God the Holy Spirit will spark her. And she will conceive Jesus, the Son of God. What tenderness of love God loves. Yes, yes. And what did she do? The moment Jesus came in her life, there was a second life in her life, the life of Jesus. That is why the moment the mother conceived, there are two lives. No longer one life. The very moment that life is conceived, that is the soul, that is the body created by God. And that's why the mother must decide before conception. Once the child is conceived, there are two lives. And that's why it is evil to destroy two lives. The life of conscience of the mother and the life of child. And she came, and she went in haste. And something very strange happened in the house of her cousin. Because she went to her cousin's house to be a servant, to serve, to wash, to cook, to take care of the house. Because her cousin was expecting a baby. She was with a child. Something very strange happened. Nobody knew that Jesus had come. Nobody knew that Mary had conceived Jesus. Nobody knew. And yet, God chose the little unknown child to prove the coming of Christ. The little one in the womb of his mother lived with joy. How strange. A little unborn child in the womb lived with joy. God chose that little one to protect. He didn't choose them, Joseph and Zacharias and all these big people. A little unborn child. And today, that little unborn child had become the father of evil, of killing, of murder. Mother herself killed her own child. And that's why I often say, if a mother can kill her own child, what is left for others? Spiritual. This is why abortion has become the greatest destroyer of peace, of love, of unity, of joy. The greatest destroyer. Because it destroys love. For love begins at home. Just as love begins at home. Even also has begun at home. And so, now that we are together, let us pray that we may never, never allow a child to be destroyed. destroying the child. We are destroying the presence of God. We are destroying the image of God. And so today, when we are assembled here together as a proof, as a determination that we will, together with the Catholic Foundation God has given to you, together, that we will never allow in this beautiful country that God has blessed for so many, with so many beautiful gifts, we will not allow a single child, a single unborn child, feel unwanted, unloved. For Jesus said, if you receive a little child in my name, you receive me. Clear. You receive me. And if we don't receive that little child, we are not receiving him. We are rejecting him. And so today, let us make that resolution. We don't have a house here. We are going to have a house in Toronto. But when you hear that somebody does not want the child, I want the child. I, my sister, want the child. Please send the child to Toronto. I will take care of it.